When voters head to the polls, many will be confronted with a list of judges they probably never heard of. As KBBI's Aaron Bolton reports, controversy surrounding an Anchorage judge's recent ruling in a high-profile case is bringing more attention to the power the electorate has over the judiciary.
Alaska is one of 20 states where judges have to run for retention. That's according to the National Center for State Courts, and the center says Alaska is also one of four states that provide state-sanctioned evaluations.
Alaska was the first state to really mandate evaluation of judges standing for retention, and the council's been doing this since 1976.
Suzanne DiPietro is executive director of the Alaska Judicial Council, which runs the process. It interviews judges, holds public hearings, evaluates how well their rulings hold up in appeal, and then the council scores judges from 1 to 5. None of this is very exciting, but a recent decision by Anchorage Superior Court Judge Michael Corey has galvanized an organized campaign to throw him off the bench. That's because Corey sentenced an Anchorage man named Justin Schneider to probation. Schneider pled guilty to second-degree assault in a case that many viewed as premeditated sexual assault. Voters from Talkeetna to Homer will vote whether to retain Corey on Tuesday.
I don't think I would have started this campaign if Schneider had even gotten 6 months. Would I think that's woefully inadequate? Yes, but I probably wouldn't be, like, you know, taking to the streets in the way that I have.
Elizabeth Williams is a social worker who's campaigning to have Judge Corey removed. What's vexing for some of the judge's critics is Corey's evaluation doesn't take this controversial ruling into account. That's because it was completed before Corey issued the decision. And even so, DiPietro said it might have not had much of a bearing on the council's recommendation to retain him.
We're looking at the judge's entire performance, and on a controversial case, that is, you know, the question is not, you know, do I personally agree with that decision or like that decision? The question is, was the decision legally correct?
Williams is aware of the system. She used to perform research work for the Judicial Council while working for the University of Alaska Anchorage. She knows both its strengths and shortcomings.
That's what the Alaska Judicial Council is good at, is going over their entire record, and I fully respect that, but I think there are some cases that are so egregious that we need to put more weight on that, you know?
Some in the legal community say the controversy surrounding the Corey ruling gets people, much like Williams, to focus on the judicial system.
Yeah, when there's controversy, people look, and I'm an optimistic person. I think people learn.
Elaine Andrews has been there. She's a former Superior Court judge who says the law has dictated some of her unpopular rulings while on the bench. And she cautions people not to let one controversial ruling shade their judgment.
I mean, I certainly have had cases where I know the public is going to be extremely unhappy. And in fact, I'm personally unhappy about the decision I need to render.
There are 15 judges up for retention in Alaska's 1st, 3rd, and 4th judicial districts. The full list and their bios is on the Alaska Judicial Council's website. A summary of each judge's evaluation score can also be found in the voter's pamphlet. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.